Well, when wanting to seek information, we use an encyclopedia or Google it. If you want correct spelling, then you dip into a dictionary. Similarly, as a Christian, to find out the truth about God or Jesus and the best direction for living, we dive into the Bible. Much like a sat-nav and driving go hand in hand, so does the Bible and living. This week's known as Holy Week. It's of huge significance to 2.1 billion Christians as it reminds us of the final journey Jesus made before being put to an ignoble death on the cross. To make his final moment on earth even more painful, his persecutors hammered nails through his feet and while they mocked and ridiculed him. I had a taste of how excruciatingly painful that would have been when, one Good Friday, ironically, I leapt off my tractor, landing on a 6-inch nail. It went straight through my working boot, through the arch of my foot and out the other side. It instantly reminded me, in a tiny, tiny way, of what Jesus endured. But for what? Why did Jesus come? Why did he speak what he spoke, teach what he taught, and allowed himself to be killed? Indeed, murdered. After all, he was innocent. His judge, Pontius Pilate, said in Luke's Gospel, "I find no basis for a charge against this man." Life's a journey, and as we become adults, we have choices every day, choices which affect the direction we choose to take. In my own journey through life, I have and, alas, do make many mistakes. In our Western liberal pluralistic society, it may be hard to understand that these mistakes could be called by God to be sinful. Through the ploys and cunning of political correctness, there seems to be a total abandonment to moral absolutes, right or wrong, light or dark. And even before deciding to accept Jesus' invitation to follow him and become a Christian, I recognize my own sinfulness, the absence of love in my thoughts, words, deeds. Like a huge overdraft with a bank, it left me burdened, and certainly joy in life was marred. So why did Jesus have to endure being crucified and for what? As Christians, we're taught that God cannot condone sin, and the result of Adam and Eve's sin in disobeying God's instructions is seen in Genesis. By the sweat of your brow you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken. For dust you are, dust you will return. It wasn't meant to be thus, but free will can make us willful. Thank God that need not be our destination, the end of our journey. God set in motion a course for reconciliation, his salvation plan. Recently, we hear much about reconciliation in different parts of the world, like Rwanda and South Africa, and closer to home in industrial disputes and within marriages. In Corinthians, it says that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. So it is that Jesus Christ had to be crucified, sacrificed, so as to be our advocate before God. And in John's Gospel, you can read why and how. For God so loved the world, he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Now, isn't that good news? As we journey through life with Jesus as our personal sat-nav, it's important to remind ourselves of the sacrifice he made dying on the cross, so we may have free will to choose the direction we wish to take. I hope you enjoy the journey, and remember that through Jesus, every one of us is guaranteed a heavenly destination. That's not bad, is it?